Welcome to Five After Hours, where I'm here with Azola and Tanya, who are making dating accessible again.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Can you tell me about what it is you do exactly?
Boop, 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 boop. We're on 5FM, Tanya. thank you so much, Leah, for this great show. So, Mjolo with Azola, I would say it started 2018 on social media. And now we're here on 5FM. Wow, can you imagine? Crazy. So, it started on Twitter, basically, where I was randomly tweeting anything, you know. So some social media friend of mine, Tabo Makahota, said, Azola, since you're so influential, why don't you be a Cupid? I was like, me? Being a Cupid? Are you guys for real? So I was like, okay, let me give it a go and just ask people to play on the hashtag. Just like that. I just asked people, like, post your picture with the hashtag Umjolo with Azola. I was testing waters and, oh my word, it was trending.
Yeah.
Like after an hour or so, people were posting because it was something innovative. People never did it before. So that's where it started, you know. So, yeah.
So these are single people who are looking to date, posting on the internet, hashtag
Mjolo with Azola. Single people, yes.
Okay. So it's basically Tinder for Twitter.
Tinder for Twitter.
Perfect.
I love it. So how do you then match people up? Do you do any vetting process about who these people are, making sure that they are who they say they are, not catfishing anybody?
Yeah.
What's that process?
Yeah, cool. See, Leah, because we live in a world where our women are kidnapped, others are raped and so forth. So we make a point that I and my team, Tanya here, that I even use my ad time to call, you know,
really?
And call people to check. Because a lot of people tend to complain, say, hey, Azola, I'm seeing some red flags here, and this, I don't trust this guy. So I decide to call and just do some follow-ups to check with the authenticity of that person. So basically, we do, like, literally, we call just to check up, and we do my follow-ups as well after, if this thing was successful or not.
To add on to what you were saying, actually, about the vetting, we have a strong community, and we have what you call Twitter spaces every Sundays.
Yeah.
And if you have a problem with someone or you think they're a catfish, we basically band together and find out who this person is.
Wow.
We're blessed to have a very big community, and they literally help out. So we've got like FBI people that check up. If they notice that this person's fake, we literally put their pictures everywhere on
we call them out on the
Twitter,
space, you can imagine.
And we say, don't engage with this person. Don't engage with this person because they're fake.
Okay, I'm so curious. Please tell me a story or about a time where you caught someone out as a catfish.
Say that. Take that one.
Actually, there was, I think it was a man that was using a lady's picture. And this lady is famous
on Instagram
actually.
Yeah.
And she's been sending messages to the Umjolo with Azola, what is it, Twitter accounts?
Yeah.
And she just basically said, okay, there's someone using my page, my pictures. How do I stop this person? Like, what can I do? And then Azola reached out to people on the Twitter spaces, and he was just like, okay, guys, if you've been talking to this person, they're not real. And they're men that came out talking about they've been speaking to this fake account. So there were actually a lot of people who've been speaking to this account.
And it's crazy, Leah, you know, since you're touching on this point, you know, me being a man, so I see this lady, oh, so fine, right, on social media. Whoa! So I don't know what made me want to even give her money. You know, it's like, you know, when they are inflating with us. Sorry, I know I'm going to say this. A lot of guys experiencing this thing because we see the fine booty and all the thing on social media. Only to find out, guess what? I am chatting with a man. I don't know how, but I decided, and the Holy Spirit came in me and said, I was like, going through and check some old tweets. I was like, oh my word, this is a man.
Was this before or after you sent the money?
No, no, I didn't send any money. Trust me. No. I'm not that stupid. So I was about to, I don't know, it was just my biggest mistake I would have done. But I don't know, Holy Spirit came in me, hallelujah, and said, oh, this is a man. So I did make a space, and like, guys, I, the love doctor, almost got catfished. So meaning if I almost got catfished, many people are experiencing this thing.
Yeah.
And maybe they don't want to voice out. That's why we did this Twitter spaces too. It acts as a voice to the voiceless as well.
Yeah. So how important is it when someone's posting their picture, do they also post a little bit of a description about who they are?
Yes. We make a point that when you post, state your ideal partner, your requirements. Mm. You can even state that you are, maybe if you want to smash and go, state that as well. If you want something serious, say that as well. Mm-hmm. Don't waste people's time. State your age as well. And what else am I missing, Tanya? What else?
That's about
maybe
it.
What you bring to the table.
Yeah, if you've got kids, just state, you know, okay. I've got two kids.
Others go to an extent that they even post how many tattoos they have.
Wow. Yeah, actually, yeah. We do have that. Yeah.
I like that. I like a detailed description. When I was on the dating apps, the pictures were one thing, but if somebody didn't have a bio, like if they hadn't written something about them, and if what they'd written wasn't enticing, swipe left. Next.
Yeah, yeah.
Next. Yeah.
But now I feel like it's going to replace this big dating sites, Mzolo with Azola type of a thing, because we've built so much good community, you know, and it's not like you're going to go subscribe and pay a certain fee. It's cheap. It's free, actually. Yeah. If you have Twitter or you don't have Twitter, just download Twitter and just check us out.
Wow.
That's it.
So tell me about the success stories. Have you had any real life success stories with hashtag Mzolo with Azola?
There is a guy, you remember I said I started 2018, right? And so after 4 months, this guy, I remember his name is Luzugo from Motherwell in Kabeja. Mm-hmm. It was known as PE long time ago.
Yes.
So he came to me and said, Buti, Yazini, I'm seeing this girl for the first time. And because me moving fast, I'm about to marry this lady. I was like, dude, are you serious?
What?
Showed me pictures. In Zulu, they do what we call umembe. So they call it umembe. So it's a name. It's a marriage. They call it like that. So they said, we're going to do umembe so soon. I would love to invite you.
Oh, my gosh.
I was so emotional, Leah. I was like, is this thing for real? I'm really a Cupid.
That's
you know?
So sweet. So, did you go to the wedding?
No, I didn't go to the wedding. But I thought he was lying at some point, because I mean, already people are finding love, but damn, he posted pictures.
Oh my gosh.
Serious. And then after, other more successful stories came through, you know, Azola, we're expecting a baby soon. We met from the hashtag, all thanks to Mzolo with Azola. I quickly hugged Tanya. I was like, Tanya, look at this, man. Oh my God.
Oh my word.
So yeah, they are quite great. Others are, of course, are too scared to speak out, you know, but yeah.
We do have success stories, at least every week when the hashtag trends, we do have success stories where someone will post them, thank you Azola for helping me find the love of my life, and they'll post like a picture with that person.
Yeah.
And
so Tanya, what do you think makes for a good online dating profile?
Honesty.
Yes. Oh, beautiful answer.
Honesty. You need to also put down what you're looking for in a partner.
Yeah.
Like, we're not here to waste each other's time.
Yeah.
You know, we're all growing older and you need to know what you want. Half the time we find people that just want to hook up.
Yeah.
And unfortunately they get matched with people that are serious.
Yes.
And then we come back to the stories and people are like, okay guys, what happens now? This person kind of played with me for months.
Oh.
So I think the key element to this is honesty.
Honesty.
Wow. I love that. Okay, well, I have some really big news, and that is we are bringing hashtag Mzolo to 5 After Hours. We're calling it Mzolo After Hours, and it's your chance to hook up not just on Twitter, but live on the radio. So what you've got to do is post on Twitter with the hashtag Mzolo After Hours, and we could be hooking you up live on the radio. How does that feel moving from that digital space onto radio?
Oh my gosh. I don't know how to explain it, Tanya. But after this, I'm just going to scream at Tanya and hug her. Trust me, to be honest, I'm so excited about this. And at the end of the day, as much as I can be excited, I just want people to be helped find love on an honest note. So when such things are happening, it shows there's growth and you guys are seeing something, you know, a potential in this thing. I'm happy as long as we are serving the community. People are finding love. Others are getting married. And it gives me joy. That's what matters.
I mean, I love it. I'm very excited. So what's going to happen is you're going to post your pictures. We're going to play matchmaker behind the scenes between now and Thursday. And on Thursday, we're going to get you on a call live on the radio to see if you really are a perfect match. So make sure you post your pictures and your bios on Twitter, hashtag Mzolo After Hours.
Yes.
And we will see you right here on 5 After Hours this Thursday to see if you've made your perfect match.
It's going to be so exciting.
Yes. And keep your eyes on the socials if you just want to speculate and check it out and see what's out there. Make sure you keep your eyes on the hashtag as well, hashtag Mzolo After Hours.